Local grocery shoppers have been a bit concerned lately after hearing about a man captured on a store surveillance recording sprinkling an unknown substance on some in-store food items. This is Lisa Berry, and joining us now on 89.1 WEMU to hopefully better explain what's going on and ease your concerns is Kristen Schoegheifer. She's the Environmental Health Director for Washtenaw County. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Can you begin with the history, exactly what happened, what's going on?
So our department, Washtenaw County Public Health, was made aware of a possible food contamination last week at the Whole Foods store in Ann Arbor. And so at that time, we worked with our state partners at the Michigan Department of Agriculture and Rural Development. They did the investigation at the grocery store. And in this case, the grocery store did an outstanding job of, you know, quickly identifying that there was something suspicious that happened, addressing that person who then left the scene, and then contacting the Ann Arbor Police Department, who, it's my understanding, in turn contacted the FBI. The Whole Foods removed all of the foods items, immediately cleaned and sanitized the area, which was outstanding. That really minimized the risk for that particular incident to the public.
So somebody actually saw this person in the store doing it and reported it to store officials?
I believe it was actually a store employee that saw it and addressed the person individually, yes.
And since originally hearing about the Whole Foods location, and that was the one on Eisenhower?
Correct.
A couple other locations have been possibly contaminated as well?
Yes. So during the investigation, they reviewed video evidence, and they were able to see each place where this individual had been at the Whole Foods. And based on that photographic evidence, they put, I believe the FBI put out a statement with that, and between consumer citizen tips, they were able to apprehend that individual. It's my understanding that this is obviously still an ongoing investigation, but between interviews with that individual and the police department and FBI, they did identify two additional grocery stores besides the Whole Foods that were targeted by this individual, including the Meijer on Ann Arbor Saline and the Plum Market on Maple Road in Ann Arbor.
And now the Washtenaw County Health Department is investigating some reports of vomiting or diarrhea, and you think they may actually be involved in this situation?
You know, we're still looking into that. We do get a number of reports of people thinking they got sick from a variety of different food sources. You know, just over the last few months, we've taken in several dozen calls, which is just our routine business for us. Today, we did receive three different reports, two of which were related to grocery stores that were named as part of the contamination. So we're looking into those, you know, and it's still probably too early to determine whether or not they were linked. But we're certainly taking every report seriously.
We're talking to Kristen Schoegheifer. She's the Environmental Health Director for Washtenaw County. Have they been able to determine exactly what was being spread on the food?
It's my understanding that it's a combination of a mouse poison, some sort of like hand sanitizer, alcohol-based substance, and water.
And this was not on prepackaged food, but food that's out in like pre-cooked food or
right.
produce?
Right, so salad bars, olive bars, produce areas. Areas where customers would reasonably be expected to eat the food in a ready-to-eat format without a lot of preparation and without packaging.
So what can you say to ease people's concerns? Because obviously everyone's a little bit on edge after hearing about this.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, out of an abundance of caution, we're really encouraging customers to dispose of any foods purchased from those salad bars, olive bars, ready-to-eat, hot and cold foods, anywhere between mid-March and April, because those are the dates we have known that the suspect was in the area.
Anything you can say to people to reassure them moving forward that grocery shopping and the food they buy is safe to eat?
Well, I think this incident certainly brings to light all of the risks and concerns. But again, it was by watchful employees that they were able to identify this individual. And so I think people just being vigilant, and if you see something, say something, whether that be a customer or an employee. And I think that this incident is really going to bring that to the forefront.
I know the man is in FBI custody right now. Have you heard any reason why he was doing this?
I have not, no. And it is an ongoing investigation, so certainly the information is limited.
Kristen Schoegheifer is the Environmental Health Director for Washtenaw County. Thank you so much for joining us on 89.1 WEMU.
You're welcome.